With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
To afford this now that it's gone up because the vote has already happened. The main priority is to engage more people in our local government. This is what affects us. It's not at the state, and it's not at the national level. The things that affect us here in Athens is the Tuesday night decisions.
What I've suggested to the commission is here we have fund balance necessary to the task. Let's go ahead and get this job done. So we've got this room staffed 3 shifts a day, and we can respond very quickly to crises that emerge.
Talking about a real-time crime center, Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, with whom we spoke on Monday, commissioners to vote on this and other public safety proposals at this evening's meeting, 6 o'clock at City Hall. This proposal being made public, now the mayor would say it's been in the works for a while, but it's being made public and heightened awareness in the aftermath of the tragedy of a couple of weeks ago, the Lake and Riley murder. Continue our conversation with a commission candidate, Stephanie Johnson, now running in District 6. Jesse Houle, the incumbent, says he'll not be on the reelection ballot. Stephanie Johnson, let's go ahead and put you behind the rail. You're at that meeting tonight. What are your thoughts, your observations? Where might your vote be on what's proposed by the mayor, to the extent that you understand it, ways to enhance public safety in Athens?
I believe the public safety enhancements are necessary and important, but I also think that they are reactive. The public safety community, that doesn't just include the police. It's the police, fire, the sheriff's office, probation services, corrections. They've all been asking for additional funding, additional support. So I think I'm not a fan of reactive measures, but I do support, you know, giving the public safety departments increase funding right now.
Well, the first thing you'll notice, and I don't mean to be lecturing here, but the first thing you'll notice if and when you get yourself elected is that every corner of local government, and I know you know this, every corner of government anywhere wants more money, needs more. Nobody ever came to the mayor at budget time. We got all we need. Nobody ever said that. So everybody is going to be asking for a bigger piece of the pie, and the pie's only so big.
Question.
Yeah, the question is, what do you do with that by way of establishing budget priorities?
I'm glad you asked. I've been talking about this for 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. One, I think the budget departments should present their budgets publicly. We have work sessions every second Tuesday. And at that meeting, each department can present their budget.
Well, I mean, as you know, there are the budget hearings in which the department heads will go in, and that is open to the public if the public cares to watch.
Well, before that, the manager's responsibility is to balance the budget. There's a large number of departments that end the budget season, and I'd like to say, I'm not sure if the term fourth quarter spending or end of the year spending, but
use all our money because if it's left over, we don't get that.
Yeah. So I say that to say, just from studying them operationally, departments, not to bash any department, but they spend very responsibly on the things that they need to operate that department. And then you'll see in the 11.5 to 12th month, spending on things that are not necessarily required.
Suddenly, new furniture for the office.
New furniture, upgrade on laptops or upgrade on screens. And again, I'm not trying to bash any departments, and I'm not trying to make a department look bad or put them on the spotlight, but
you're saying
there's
that,
money
that's
left
a, that's
over.
That's a feature of the system.
There's a built-in feature where there, because we don't get a chance to see the spending, that we don't know what's left over that could actually be used and reprioritized.
How do you fix that? What by way of going in and revisiting the budget process, what would be a solution?
One, I think we already have budget analysts. That's what I used to do. Mm-hmm. And reporting where they are on a monthly basis, I proposed a public financial system similar to Glendale, Arizona, where in real time, individuals can go onto this dashboard and see department's budget and see the spending. And it just keeps everyone responsible. And we are aware of what the challenges are when we see the spending.
Stephanie Johnson, again, a candidate for a seat on the Athens Clark County Commission. The week of candidate qualifying, by the way, continues. And people ask, every other year, you're either voting for an odd number on the commission or the even-numbered seats. This happens to be an even-numbered year, District 6, which geographically is what? I know every time we talk with Jesse Houle, the incumbent, we go through this, but folks may not know. What is District 6 geographically?
Whew, that's a really great question, because most people I've found since I've announced in November at church don't know. District 6, most people think it's just the Atlanta Highway Corridor. Mm-hmm. It's not. It starts in Stonehenge, Tall Tree, Ridge Point, Sam's Club area, the Atlanta Highway Corridor for sure, Mitchell Bridge Road on the left-hand side, Tallahassee Road, parts of Whitehead Road, Jefferson Road, Vincent Drive, Saxon Woods, Fritz Marr. Did I say Newton Bridge Road?
Not yet, but okay.
All of those areas.
So essentially Northwest Athens.
Yes.
Essentially. And that is, I don't say the word I don't use much, but that is a diverse district in a lot of different ways, financially, in terms of business and industry, and in terms of the folks who live there. That's pretty diverse.
Absolutely, it is.
That present any challenges or opportunities as a candidate?
No, actually, not for me. I think I've traveled so much, and I've lived in many places, and I'm very comfortable and open. I'll tell you the truth, I'm a high-functioning introvert. When I show up, I know how to speak and engage. But I'm very quiet. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people see. I'm a quiet person, but I do like to speak to people, and I like to learn more about people. So I, in one position I had years ago, a lifetime ago, I used to travel. I had 100 flights a year.
Oh my.
And so I would sit beside someone new almost 3 times a week. So I got a chance to get good at getting to know brand new people.
You and my wife. My wife will know an Uber driver's life story inside of 10 minutes.
Yes.
It's the craziest thing. Stephanie Johnson, again to the resume, grew up in Athens.
I mean, yes.
You're Athens, Cedar Shoals, was it, or Clark
Central? Clark Central, 1991.
And University of Georgia. And at UGA now, pursuing that MBA, as we say, at
yes,
Terry College.
Yes, a Master of Business Technology. It is truly the marriage of the folks that work in IT full-time and everybody else. I found as an internal auditor, in looking for solutions, the departments had a hard time trying to communicate to the IT department what they needed. And so I found myself in that role. This is fairly a new program at the University of Georgia. And when I saw it advertised, it's about 5 years or 6 years now, when I saw it advertised, immediately I asked my husband if I could stay home and go through that program and continue to do other, you know, service work. And he said yes, but it's a 2-year program, perfect marriage between the operations and project management of running a department, but also what technology tools do you need to do it better.
And toward what end, other than being a more effective Athens-Clark County Commissioner if you happen to get elected, what's the overall objective with all that?
Well, I see myself, I mean, that still is a problem. There are a lot of departments that, you know, that have not evolved just for lack of not knowing how to. I know that the IT department, I see when I read budget documents that or agenda items, that they're beefing up some of the things that I learned in a 2019 conference. Cybersecurity. So I see more funding put in that area. So there are things that still need to change and happen. There's not a lot of training, but myself personally, when I finish my program, I would like to be a consultant and build the bridge, if that's building the dashboard myself and coding and doing that myself, or working for a company that offers that service to different counties, businesses, or individuals.
About a minute and a half left here, a huge subject, not much time, but take a swing at it anyway. A big local issue. We began our conversation by listening to Commissioner Houle in District 6 talk about the challenges of homelessness. How do you fix that, or do you?
Well, I've asked this question to current commissioners, and just in talking, when it comes to homelessness, What is our goal here in Athens? Do we want to manage it or do we want to fix it?
Exactly the question I've been asking for years. Are we trying to make people more comfortable in it or are we trying to get them out of it?
And no one can answer the question, even sitting commissioners. And that in itself is a problem.
Well, by the way, both those things are worth pursuing.
Exactly. But you have to have a plan. You have to have a goal and you have to know what you want at the end. What is the outcome we are seeking? And I heard I believe it was a meeting about there was a study done. I think it was called Cloudburst, and they were the unified government was providing the updates on the results of that study. Basically, what I'm trying to say. And I went to a meeting, and one of the employees accidentally said, and I say accidentally because the crowd just ate her up after she said this. She said, "If we can show that we can spend this money in the right places and spend it well, spend it and draw it down, we would qualify for more money." And the crowd, I mean, I felt so bad for her because I knew she didn't mean to really say the truth.
Yeah.
But that is not the outcome. That is not an outcome and that is not a solution. I think when it comes to homelessness, we have people that are unhoused because it's so expensive to live here. That's a different...
And boy, I wish we had time to get into this. That takes us right into that whole short-term rental conversation,
yes,
which is contributing. Steph, S-T-E-P-H, 4, F-O-R, 6, the number 6, Steph46.com, the campaign website. Stephanie Johnson running in District 6. Sure, we'll talk again. Thanks for rolling out here this morning. My best to your husband, the Athens Clark County Police Officer, Jeffrey Johnson. We'll talk again soon. Good luck out there.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.